Bye. Don't worry, I'll take great care of her. You really have nothing to worry about. I'll take very good care of her. Oh, nothing. I was just laughing at your mother being ridiculous. I mean, you're 22 after all. You can take care of yourself, right? But anyway, what do you think we should do now, my precious little niece? Here, I stopped by that place on Johnson Drive and got your favorite boba tea. If there's anything else you want while you're here, just let me know. I have the guest room upstairs set up for you. You even have your own bathroom. I put a mini fridge in, so if you want to keep drinks up there, that's fine. Oh, I also stocked the kitchen with all of your favorite snacks, and I even remembered how much you love your condiments. Do you remember that time at the fair? You know, the time we got the corn dogs. You absolutely covered yours in ketchup and mustard. And it dripped onto your perky little tits. I was going to help you take care of that, but then your stupid brother showed up and ruined all of my plans. How's your boba, dear? It tastes different. Oh, yeah, they said they switched the brand of boba they are using. I hope it's okay. Oh, good. I'm so glad you like it. I don't know why you're so jumpy, Kimmy. I was just trying to touch your arm. Don't be silly. Kimberly is so formal. You're my niece, and I've been calling you Kimmy for years. My little sister would never want me to treat you like a stranger. You're just going to have to get used to it. This really is going to be a fantastic week, Kimmy. You'll see. I took the whole week off work so we can spend some real quality time together. I have so much planned for us. Oh, I almost forgot. We need to make a cake for your mother's birthday. We can even make icing. Wouldn't that be so much fun? My God, you're jumpy. You really should calm down. Being this anxious isn't good for... I know a way to make you feel more at ease. How about a nice full body massage? They're so relaxing. Hey, where are you going? Kimmy, darling. Are you feeling okay? I understand if you need a minute to get settled. Why don't you just drink your boba and relax? You can just talk to me through the door. That's fine. You know, I really wish you would open up to me, Kimmy. You know that I care for you deeply. We could have so much fun together if you just give it a chance. Don't you remember 2 Thanksgivings ago when your boyfriend dumped you and I let you cry on my shoulder? You cried and cried until you fell asleep in my lap. I had my chance, but didn't act soon enough. My little sister had to bounce in and ruin my fun. Oh, what's that, my special girl? I couldn't quite understand you. It seems as if you might not be feeling like your normal self. Do you need some help? I'll just let myself in. Oh, you look a little clammy. Are you all right, Kimmy? I see that you've been enjoying your tea. Although, it doesn't really matter if you do or not. You're going to swallow regardless. There. You see? Try not to suck every last drop out. Mm-hmm. Just try fighting it for me, so I can watch you struggle and fail. Do you feel that, Kimmy? You can't fight it. Your tissues are in revolt. They crave, well, Let me explain it in a way your dumb, slutty brain can grasp, Kimmy. After being so frustrated with years of not being able to get to your sweet little body, I decided I was going to need a little help. I've seen enough demonstration videos at this point. I could probably make one. So, with a little help from the dark web, I managed to get my hands on some of this wonderful boba. You see, those boba in your tea, they contain a kind of parasite. Yes, the tea that you just slurped down like the greedy little whore that you are. It slid down your throat, and you were none the wiser. The tea will give it all the nutrients it needs to start breeding with you. Yes, I did say breed. And then, Kimmy, oh, you'll love this part. And then it will overtake you. Actually, you don't really need to know the why and how, really. Just the what. Any minute now, you'll be sweating profusely. As the parasite breeds inside you, the reproductive fluids that it releases are going to reprogram your body's natural defenses. You're going to find yourself gushing between your legs uncontrollably. Every part of you is going to give itself over, and you're going to get very, very sloppy. Your muscles will start loosening and unwinding. Your fight or flight impulses will just cease to exist. You're going to be insatiably horny and, oh, so desperate. Just dripping and soaking in your own juices. Did you just ask what that sound is? You stupid girl. That's the parasite breeding inside your body. You're going to want every single touch. I can't wait to break your mind. And believe it or not, Kimmy, you're going to want every single degrading, depraved thing I'm gonna do to you. Uh-huh. And it won't be for just the next week. No. It will be for the rest of your life. You're going to absolutely love it. That tea, by the way, is irreversibly addictive. You're going to want it from now until your last breath. It's rewriting your DNA as we speak. I wish I could tell you how it works, but it'd be a waste on you. Your brain will be completely rewired, and your body is going to follow suit, because that's how this works. God, I can see you getting wet already. You're like a fucking book. I can read you without even trying. I guess there's nothing left to do but start peeling you out of those clothes and let Auntie have her fun. Let's get these shoes off of you. That's a good girl. Now your shorts. Oh. Those are almost completely soaked through. And your blouse. at that body. I never thought that she would turn into something this perfect. I've wanted to do this for years, and now I finally have the chance. And no one is here to save you, Kimmy. No one. Now, let's get that bra and panties off. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck, these are wet. My touch feels good, doesn't it? Just lay back on your bed, sweetie, and we can get to that massage. What was that? Oh, I wouldn't want to get my clothes all messy, so I'm just going to go ahead and take them off. I bought something special for your first night here, Kimmy. I knew you would be tense, so I've been planning out this massage all week. I usually buy Hellman's, but that would be a waste of perfectly good mayonnaise. So I bought the store brand. You know, the stuff that doesn't smell quite right. Oh, it's nice and oily. This is going to feel so good going across your skin. I bet that's really starting to feel good now, isn't it? No. Well, that's fine. You can be that way. You really should just give in, Kimmy. It'll be easier for you. Fighting it will only hurt. That's a good girl. Relax. There you go. I bet you never thought in a million years that you'd be getting a massage from your auntie for spring break, did you? Yes. Well, I could have used massage oil, but I like it so much more when it's ridiculously sloppy. What cute little nipples my sister's daughter has. It's like that one time you thought it would be a good idea for the whole family to spend Labor Day at the beach. That was the year you had that purple little bikini. It looked so good on you. You were so sunburnt, you couldn't even wear a bra. You had to walk around the hotel room in those flimsy little pajamas, flaunting those perky little tits in your tight ass. They looked just like your mom's at that age. Do you remember how I slathered your back in butter? how I even had to rub it down into your ass crack because your bikini bottom had slipped. I wanted so badly to bury my fingers deep in your tight little pussy. But your mother came back from getting dinner so quickly. She always ruins our special moments. Now, there's no use in fighting. I will get what I want this time. How does that feel, Kimmy?
No.
Well, that's not what the juices coming out of this little pussy are saying. Spread your legs, sweet girl. Let me see that sweet little cunt of yours. Look at that. I bet it tastes delicious. There's no harm in making it a little sweeter, though. Now, is there? For that, we have some deliciously sticky honey. Have you ever noticed that when honey is warm, it smells like sex? I just love how it slides across my slimy fingers. Now, let's see if that pussy of yours is still tight. I'm sure you've been putting out for that fucking idiot boyfriend of yours. He's probably ruined you. I bet that just feels wonderful, doesn't it? It adds just a bit of smooth friction, and then has that sticky feeling on the withdrawal. I've dreamt about this day for months, Kimmy. Ever since I caught your boyfriend fingering you in the bathroom last Christmas. It was such a shame you two left so quickly. We really could have had some fun. How are you feeling, by the way? Is this massage relaxing you? Oh. You're beginning to like it. Good. That's a good girl, Kimmy. I think tomorrow we'll try a molasses enema. It's so thick that you just stuff it in there. But once it warms up, it will just slowly leak out of you and mix with all of that pussy juice. I've heard it's rather delightful when it runs down the inside of your leg. And then on Tuesday, well, we'll probably need to give you another massage, but I think we'll use cream corn instead of mayonnaise. Now, let's see about this other tight little hole of yours. Oh. No, I'm not going to stop. You're mine now. You can continue to be the stupid little slut that you are, but this pussy is mine, and so is this little asshole. Oh, you like double penetration, do you? I didn't think you were that much of a disgusting whore. But that's okay. You can be my filthy little whore. You belong to me now, Kimmy. In fact, after this week, you're going to tell your parents that you're going to be moving in with me. I live closer to your college, so your commute will be easier. You'll have more time to study. I don't really give a fuck what you say. Then you're going to come back to me, and we're going to have the most sloppy and weird sex that anyone will ever have. Speaking of sloppy, I have something really special planned for Saturday, my dear Kimmy. We're going to have a dinner party. The boba didn't just get me a compliant little sex slave. I also got a new set of friends, and they will all be bringing their toys as well. We're going to start off with a human buffet table. You and the other toys will lay down on long tables, and we'll use you like serving platters. The best part is, we won't even need to do dishes after, because they will be eating directly off of you. We're gonna have spinach and artichoke dip, guacamole, raw oysters, and some kind of durian spread for cocktail hour. And for the main course, there'll be chili, mac and cheese, someone's bringing tuna salad, another is bringing a banana tapioca pudding. I heard talk of baked ravioli with a cream sauce. And for dessert, there'll be a vast array of puddings. It'll be quite the mess, and none of you will move. We'll just keep piling the food on top of you. After we're finished with dinner, the toys will be fucking each other for our amusement, rubbing the leftover food all over each other. I'm really excited about Saturday, if you can't tell. Oh, Kimmy. Of course I'll get away with this. I'm going to get away with it. Because you're going to tell everyone you're fine, and this is what you want to do. And they're going to believe you. No one will come for you, Kimmy. Not a single person. Not even your mom's going to mess it up this time. Your story is going to be so convincing that they're actually going to believe you want to live here with me. After some time, you'll give up. You won't even think about getting help anymore. I can't wait for that moment when you just become my mindless little sex slave. The things I'm going to do to you, Kimmy. You're gonna like this so much. You're not ever going to want to leave. I'll have full control over you. You'll just be my mindless little sex puppet. Why, yes, I am, you little idiot. I am humping your leg. Because I'm so wet. And I just want to get off. And that's what you're here for. You're here to get me off. So, I am going to sit on your face while I continue to rub your body with this mayonnaise. Oh, that's it, Kimmy. Get that tongue up in there. Ah, oh, yes. Good girl. Faster, Kimmy. Yes. Kimmy, yes. What a good girl. You're going to make your auntie very happy. Now, Kimmy, what do you think after that? You liked it. Are you going to be my little toy from now on, Kimmy? That's a very good